The Buccaneers signed defensive lineman Akeem Hicks, signaling the official end of Ndamukong Suh's time in Tampa. A Hall of Famer and Buccaneers legend is in the house at practice on Tuesday, and an undrafted rookie makes a massive mistake over the weekend. Let's go.
You are Locked On Buccaneers, your daily Tampa Bay Buccaneers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up and welcome to the Locked On Bucs podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. It's your team every day. We are your daily podcast covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. We thank you for making us your first listen or view of the day. I am James Yarko, flying solo again on this episode, but of course you can check out my co-host, everything he's doing over at BucsGameDay.com, and follow David on Twitter at DHarrison82. You can check out everything that I'm doing over at BucsNation.com. And of course, follow along on Twitter at LockedOnBucks and at JYarko_Bucks. Again, we thank you for making us your first listen or view of the day. Big news. David's not here to talk about it, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have officially signed former Chicago Bears defensive lineman Akeem Hicks to a one-year deal worth up to $10 million on Tuesday. Hicks started his career with the New Orleans Saints before stops in New England and Chicago, where he has spent the last six seasons. He hasn't played a full season since 2018. That was his third year with Chicago. In fact, his first 3 years with Chicago, he played all 16 games of each season. But since then, since the 2019 season, he has played just 29 games due to some injury problems. He has 40 and a half career sacks, 31 of those coming in the last six seasons with the Chicago Bears, are averaging just a smidge over five sacks per season in those years with the Chicago Bears. And of course, this means more than likely, I'm saying it definitely is the end of Ndamukong Suh's time with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I don't see how both guys would fit with the Buccaneers. I don't see how the money would work having both guys with the Buccaneers. Hicks is going to be joining Vita Vea, William Golston, rookie Logan Hall along that defensive line. So you take a look, Hicks is a few years younger than Ndamukong Suh, and if he can stay healthy, he is a massive, massive addition to this defensive line. Now, for those of you that are big into the Pro Football Focus grades, just know that in 2021, Akeem Hicks had a grade of 72.3, according to Pro Football Focus, which would have put him in the top 20 along interior defensive linemen, but he didn't have the snaps to qualify, according to Greg Allman. Now, their grade for Ndamukong Suh in 2021 is 52.3. So if this pans out, if this works, if he's able to stay healthy and make the impact that a lot of people are hoping and kind of expecting him to be able to make, this could turn into more than just a one-and-done situation, much the way Ndamukong Suh was kind of year-to-year with the Buccaneers. Akeem Hicks, if he has a big year, might be able to sign a multi-year deal. Now, the specifications on the contract have not come out yet, but you would assume with them still needing money to sign the rest of their rookie class, with them still needing money to probably, more than likely, potentially sign Rob Gronkowski, there might be some voided years tacked on to this one-year deal. And, of course, if he signs, you know, with the team again after this season, you can kind of manipulate that a little bit and defer some more of that money down the line, and it won't leave you with the dead cap hit. So a big move for the Bucs this late into the offseason. The Buccaneers have not officially announced this move. It was originally reported by Adam Schefter, confirmed by Rick Stroud and Greg Allman of the Tampa Bay Times and The Athletic, respectively. And so once the deal is officially announced, I would expect Akeem Hicks to be at the building sooner rather than later. But you know, you take a look at the impact that Hicks has been able to have at all of his stops. He played with Tom Brady in New England. That was back in 2015. He was just there for part of the year. He started the season with New Orleans, went to New England, and played 13 games with them in that 2015 season. So again, this is all predicated on, can Hicks stay healthy? Because over the last 3 years, he played 5 games, 15 games, and 9 games. Before that, you know, he had played 16 games for his first 3 years in Chicago. He had played all 16 games in that 2015 season, split between New Orleans and New England. And then he had played in 14 games his rookie year, 15 games in his third season, and a full season in his sophomore campaign. But lately, you know, things have just not been going Hakeem Hicks' way. Maybe this changes things. Maybe this is kind of the jolt that he needs. And you know, being there with the Bucks training staff and the medical staff and taking care of his body. And who knows, maybe he gets on the TB12 regimen and he's able to stay on the field. He can have a huge impact. This is a big-time move to put Hakeem Hicks next to Vita Vea along that defensive line. And Hakeem Hicks is a name that David and I brought up. It's been a few weeks, but he was one of those free agents that we said, you know, now that the first wave is over, now that the draft is over, you could still look for that defensive line depth. If they're not going to bring back Ndamukong Suh, Hakeem Hicks was one of those players that we mentioned to potentially keep an eye on, that the Bucks could still bring in and save some money. We don't know how much they're saving. We don't know how much of that $10 million is incentive laden, how much of it's guaranteed, all those sorts of things. But a guy that could really have a redemption season, a bounce back year, revitalize his career, and go after a Lombardi, it's a great fit. I'm excited to see how this is going to work. I know Bucks fans are really, really excited. And we're going to talk more about that defensive line coming up in just a moment. But first, we've been talking, we've been asking, and Built has delivered. Built granola bars are here. Built granola bars come in 3 unbelievable flavors: chocolate peanut butter, chocolate coconut, and white chocolate berry. If you want to try all 3, you can get a mixed box at Built.com. These are so different from the regular Built bars and the puffs. Built granola bars are loaded with granola. It's the perfect combination of crunch and chewiness. But like the bars and the puffs, these are covered with 100% real chocolate and absolutely packed with protein. With 150 calories, 15 grams of protein, and only 4 grams of sugar, Built granola bars will change your world. Built has cracked the code to better granola. They're the perfect healthy snack to pack in your lunch and take on the road or eat as a snack. Full disclosure, I'm a granola bar guy. I love granola bars. I grew up eating the Sunbelt granola bars. I, you know, used to keep some in my truck while I was working to eat while I'm on the road. Those are gone. Out of here. Replaced them with the chocolate peanut butter Built granola bars. These things are amazing. Head to Built.com right now and get the Built granola bars. 3 delicious flavors to try: chocolate peanut butter, chocolate coconut, and white chocolate berry. Do not miss out. You have got to try yours today. Go to Built.com. Use promo code LOCKED15. You're going to get 15% off your order. Again, promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. Segment 2 here of the Locked On Bucks podcast. We thank you for making Locked On Bucks your first listen or view of the day. So speaking of that defensive line, adding Hakeem Hicks, the Bucks had an extra coach of sorts working with the big guys on Tuesday. Hall of Famer, Buccaneers Ring of Honor member, Super Bowl champion Warren Sapp was on hand to watch OTAs and to work with the guys in the trenches. So a lot of teams, you'll see this happen, and the Buccaneers have been really good about it for years. I know last year when I was down at training camp, Simeon Rice was there. And, you know, he was watching practice from the side. And, you know, Sapp and Brooks and those guys, they've still been around. They'll pop in every now and again. They'll talk to the young guys. There was a long, long time ago, I had the opportunity to interview Derek Brooks for the outlet that I was working for at the time. And, you know, he said back then that he spoke with Levante David and he spoke with Quan Alexander, you know, relatively regularly and would give them advice. They'd ask him questions and he would do his best to mentor them. Warren Sapp kind of the same way. We all know Sapp can be a little rough around the edges, a little gruff at times, but he popped in. He was helping these young guys out. I cannot imagine that he and Vita Vea wouldn't get along, but it's nice to see some of these legendary players, some of these elite, you know, NFL Pro Football Hall of Famers coming back, trying to share their knowledge, trying to share their wisdom. And even though the game has changed since guys like Warren Sapp and John Lynch and Derrick Brooks and Simeon Rice played, there's still plenty that has remained the same. It's a little more high octane now. It's a little more pass oriented. The rules favor the offense. They favor the quarterback. They favor the receiver. But that's not going to change what happens in the trenches. That's not going to change tendencies. That's not going to change moves. And when you have a guy like Warren Sapp, who is working with the team, working with these young guys, and trying to share his knowledge for the betterment of a franchise, and so that he can see his former team potentially compete for another Lombardi trophy, that's really, really great. It's great stuff, because if you really break it down and you really look at it, Warren Sapp has like no connection to this franchise whatsoever outside of the fact that he used to play there. Yep, the GM that was there when he played is gone. There's no coaches left from when he played. He doesn't have any affiliation with the coaching staff that they have now. He didn't play with any of these players. He played against Brady, but he didn't play with any of these guys that are out there. So for him to take his time and to go out there and say, you know what, I'm going to go help these kids out today. I want to see what they're doing at practice. I want to see how Todd Bowles is doing things. I want to talk to Byron. I want to, you know, I want to see what they have going on over there in One Buck Place or the Advent Health Training Center. And I want to work with William Golston. I want to work with Vea. I want to see this kid that they drafted with their first pick in the draft this year, this Logan Hall kid. When you can take on that mentoring role, not only are you helping out these kids, and I say kids because they're much younger than I am, but you're helping these kids, you're helping this team. But on the flip side, what they're seeing now is, wow, this guy, he still loves this team. He still cares about the players that are in this building. He still cares about the people that are in this building. And he wants to take his time that he doesn't have to, you know, spend with us. We all know Sapp loves fishing. If you're on social media, you know all about Sapp going fishing. But he wants to take his time. He wants to help us grow. He wants to help us learn and share what got him a gold jacket, what got him a Super Bowl ring. That's awesome. And you can say anything you want about, you know, about Warren Sapp, the person, and, you know, he's done some things that I know he isn't proud of, and he's said some things that he probably isn't too proud of. And like I said at the beginning, he can come off as a little gruff. He can come off a little rough around the edges, but not to these guys. He's not. To these guys, it's this legend of the game is helping me. He is teaching me things that are going to help me help this team. And I love the inclusion that the Buccaneers don't have to let him in. It'd probably look bad if it came out and, you know, Warren Sapp tweeted out, oh, hey, you know, I tried to go to OTAs in Tampa today and help out Vita and Golston and Hall, and they turned me away at the door. Obviously, that's really not going to happen. But when these players, and it doesn't necessarily just have to be about the Buccaneers. You take a look at, you know, it could be the Cincinnati Bengals. You could have Chad Ochocinco, Chad Johnson, whatever, show up at OTAs and work with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase and Tyler Boyd. Because there's no doubt about it. Chad Johnson was one of the best receivers in the National Football League for a very long period of time. You could have Randy Moss popping up at Vikings practice. You could have Ray Lewis out there in Baltimore. It means more to these guys who grew up watching these players play the game and play it at the most elite level humanly possible, that their childhood idols, their you know, childhood icons are showing up to help them now. And I don't care how you feel about Warren Sapp personally. I don't care if you dislike him as a person, but you know, respect him as a football player, whatever. What he did at practice on Tuesday is awesome. There's no other way to say it. So I thought it was great when that news came out, and I thought it was a lot of fun. I would love to be a fly on the wall to hear some conversations between Sapp and Vita Vea or Sapp and Logan Hall. And I hope we see more of this stuff. I hope we see more of these, you know, legendary players coming back and working with young guys, even just for a day, you know, even just sharing your knowledge for an hour, because it would probably be just as meaningful for those guys to get that hour with those players as it did when they heard their name announced when they were drafted. And again, I don't mean just with the Buccaneers. I want to see it all over. I love stories like this. I want to hear about Dan Marino popping up at Dolphins OTAs to sit down and talk to Tua. You know, I want to hear about LaDainian Tomlinson popping up in Chargers camp and, you know, talking to Justin Herbert about what worked for their offense when he was out there with Phillip Rivers and they were an electric, explosive offense. It's just fun. It's fun. And that's what it's about in OTAs. Yeah, you're getting some implementation, you're getting practice time, but if there's opportunities to do these kinds of things, OTAs is when it needs to happen. Once you hit training camp, all right, now we're serious. Now we have specific things that we got to do. We have specific items that we have to hit on. We have a tight, tight, tight schedule. So do it in the mini camps. Do it in the OTAs. Have some fun with it. I love to hear it. Let me know what you guys think. And of course, I'll drop the email and the voicemail at the end of the show. Coming up in just a moment, we are going to talk about the flip side of something as fun and lighthearted as Warren Sapp helping at practice. And we're going to get to a little bit more bad news about a Buccaneers tryout player who was arrested over Memorial Day weekend. But first, our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. Find all of the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's basketball playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs, Major League Baseball scores, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Wrapping things up here on a Wednesday edition of the Locked On Bucs podcast, and some bad news over the weekend. Buccaneers wide receiver Travis Johnson, who made some noise at minicamp coming out of Montana State University over the weekend, he made some noise that wasn't quite as good as the noise that he made at minicamp. And early Monday morning, Johnson was arrested for a DUI and was subsequently released on Tuesday. He had an outside shot at making this team, especially given his impressive college resume, the way he impressed at minicamp, getting that invitation to continue to try out, stay with the team. And one bad decision, one big mistake, has derailed his hopes of playing, at least for the Buccaneers, but quite possibly in the National Football League. Now, somebody else might give him a chance elsewhere during training camp, or maybe bring him in and potentially add him to a practice squad. But this was a really, really bad decision by Travis Johnson. And I realize we've all made bad decisions, right? We all, especially at that age, we think we're young. We think we're invincible. We think it's not going to happen to me. It's not, you know, I'm not going to get caught. I'm not going to get busted. I don't even feel drunk. I'm not even buzzed. I'm fine. It just takes one mistake. And look, I'm not going to, this is not going to be a James soapbox moment, but when you see situations involving DUIs, especially as an athlete, you know, this kid has the opportunity to go from undrafted to making a 53-man roster. And it got blown in one night because of a really, really dumb decision. We just saw a few months ago an NFL wide receiver get behind the wheel of his car, drunk, and kill a woman. I'm not here to tell people how to live their lives. I'm not here to preach to NFL players or to act like, you know, I haven't done stupid stuff, because we all know that I absolutely have. But you have a once in a lifetime opportunity, and you blew it. Now, thank goodness that that's the worst thing that happened. And you're not in a situation where not only were you booked for a DUI, but now you're facing vehicular manslaughter charges because you crashed into somebody and they died. Somebody who was just going about their day, you know, trying to get home from a late shift at work or whatever the case might have been. And because you thought you were good, you got behind the wheel and you killed someone. You took another person's life over a dumb decision. So what I really hope comes from this, especially for Travis Johnson, is that he learns and understands the magnitude of the mistake he made. And if he gets a second chance, if he gets another opportunity, be it in Atlanta or Buffalo, Chicago, that he understands how lucky he is, how fortunate he is to get that second chance, and then he doesn't blow it again. If I see somewhere down the road that the Buffalo Bills are bringing Travis Johnson to training camp to compete for a spot on the 53-man roster, I hope he makes it. I hope he makes it, and I hope he learns from this absolutely terrible mistake. Because those are the kinds of redemption stories you want to hear about. You don't want to hear about the player that got behind the wheel, drunk, accidentally killed a person, then spent 5 years in prison, and is now, you know, working as a middle school football coach, you know, and has severe depression and PTSD essentially from what they did. You want to see somebody whose mistake, while bad, still has minimal consequences. I don't want someone to have to learn about this mistake because they hurt someone or they killed someone. Take your DUI, learn from it, thank, you know, whoever, that you didn't hurt anybody, that it was a victimless crime this time, and don't ever make that mistake again. And I realized as a tryout player, as a undrafted free agent, all that stuff, they don't have the kind of money that some of these other players have to throw around. But you mean to tell me that you couldn't afford $50 for an Uber? Like, come on. This is 2022. We have services on our phones that we carry around with us at all times. They'll deliver food to us. They'll pick us up and take us somewhere if we need it. They'll deliver our groceries for us. Just be smarter. Because next time it's not going to be victimless. With that, I guess this did become a soapbox moment. But hopefully many of you out there are shaking your heads in agreement. And you're hoping that Travis learns from this and is able to get a second chance and make the most of it and doesn't make this mistake again. You know, just don't drink and drive. That's all I can say. With that, I am going to get out of here. Thank you so much for making Locked On Bucks your first listen or view of the day. Now make your second listen, Locked On NFL. The schedule may be dark, but the NFL never stops. Neither does Locked On NFL. Get insights and opinions from hosts, including Ross Jackson, Chris Carter, Tony Wiggins, plus local Locked On NFL hosts repping all 32 squads. There is no offseason for real fans, so make sure you're subscribed to Locked On NFL on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast. David will be back tomorrow when I'm not here, but he's going to have a special guest. Very excited for this guy to come back on the show. I'm disappointed I'm going to miss it, but I know you guys are going to be excited to hear from our good friend Bailey Adams, now of Pewter Report. If there's any topics or questions that you guys have that you want to throw David and Bailey's way, of course, you can send us an email to lockedonbuckspodcast@gmail.com or give us a call at 813-444-5841. Starting next week, we will be down to 3 shows a week. Now, that doesn't mean David and I aren't going to pop up and do a 4th or maybe a 5th, content permitting. But if you guys want some of that bonus content through the month of June, you're going to have to use that email and voicemail to send us your questions, your topics, your ideas, your thoughts, so that you continue to get up to 5 episodes per week. But even if we just bring you 3 a week through the month of June, I promise you, coming in August, you guys are going to be getting some like double episode days. All right, especially when David and I are in Tampa on location for training camp. We're going to have plenty of content coming at you then. But if you want those bonus episodes, of course, we're going to need your help. Again, the email is lockedonbuckspodcast@gmail.com. Phone number is 813-444-5841. For David Harrison, I am James Yarko. Check out all of our written content. David is at bucksgameday.com. I'm over at bucksnation.com. Make sure you follow along on Twitter at LockedOnBucks, at @JYarko_Bucks, and at @DHarrison82. Hope you all have an absolutely outstanding day. Stay safe, stay healthy, wash your hands, be good to one another, fire those cannons. Thank you so much for joining us right here at Locked On Bucks.